in your perspective as someone who sees this, you know, on a daily basis, who knows this need so well, what is the vision of the change that you hope to see? And perhaps as well, maybe just share some stories with us about what it is like to see one life changed.
You know, God doesn't call us to, he doesn't expect us to have all the answers. And I've heard it said that God doesn't call the equipped. And in the Bible, it says that, remember where you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. And that's certainly the case with me and with many of the people that work with me with Peace Together Uganda. But what we've learned is that God always equips those that he calls. And one of the things that I love about Jesus is that whenever he saw suffering, whenever he saw hurting, he always responded. And so that's kind of the model that we've tried to emulate. And we just get involved. We just show up, and God shows up in powerful ways. And when we get outside of ourselves and get past our own weaknesses and our own limitations and just make ourselves available to be used by God, he shows up in powerful ways, and his grace is always sufficient for us. And we make mistakes, and we drop the ball sometimes, but God always shows up in powerful ways and works it out. And it's been a true blessing just to be a part of what God is doing over there. And that truly is what it is. It's a move of God that he's doing it, and we're just blessed to be a part of it. There are, especially with the youth in Uganda, it's been amazing to see as we get behind them and as we work with them and as we get them enrolled in school and as we watch them begin to blossom. That truly is the hope that we have for change. And we don't seek to feed more kids in Uganda. We seek to end hunger in Northern Uganda. And we don't desire to put more kids in school in Northern Uganda. We desire to have it be that every child in Northern Uganda has the opportunity to be educated. Because we truly believe, and I've seen it firsthand in sitting with those children over there, that that's where the change happens, because they are passionate, they are intelligent, they are extremely hardworking. They've been through incredible hardship, but they've endured through it, and they're better for it and stronger for it. And so I've sat with the kids and with tears in their eyes and tears in my eyes, listened to their stories of what they've been through. And then I always ask them, what is your dream? And it's amazing that so many of their dreams are focused on how they can help their communities. And when a young girl says, I want to be a doctor, it's because she sees people who are unable to get to see doctors, and people who are still injured from the war, or people who are going through disease, and she wants to help out her community.